Last year, a resident in a Buffalo-based senior home died of injuries suffered in a violent confrontation with another resident. Both were reported to have dementia. This week, Erie County has launched a new website that lists Medicaid's ratings of local senior homes.
They look at, obviously, cleanliness. They look at the staffing levels. They look at complaints that have been registered. They look at the facility's history of responding to citations or issues that have been brought up.
Erie County Senior Services Commissioner Timothy Hoags says geography does not necessarily influence the ratings. Some urban homes actually scored quite well, while some suburban homes scored only 1 or 2 stars out of 5. Hoags says families making the decision on whether to admit a loved one need to carefully research each center.
Sometimes the appropriate level of care may not necessarily be in a nursing home, and so we encourage individuals way before that point where individuals think that, hey, the nursing home is my last option, we encourage individuals to call our New York Connects line at the 858-8526 to talk about some of the options. And so we try to promote for the individual to stay at home as long as possible and respect their request, because I don't know anyone that really wants to live their final years in a nursing home. Most people want to age in place, as we call it.
The webpage, which is available through the County Senior Services website, is just one of several measures included in a proposal by County Executive Mark Poloncarz. Others include a requirement that families be notified within 1 hour of a loved one's hospitalization and disclosure of the home's rating by the state health department when a family is applying for possible residence. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.